you might be shocked to hear this. Kansas City lose this game. It's not going to be looking good for them for the rest of the year.
They not going to lose this game.
Okay.
They not. Yo, well, yo, Roma.
Yeah.
Who you got?
Oh, I already know. Hands down.
Okay. So we mailing this one in.
Yeah.
Anybody got the Broncos this week?
Mark?
Hell no.
Hell to the no, no.
I just got ESPN stats and info in my ear. It just told me to confirm that the Denver Broncos is the number two scoring defense in the league. They only give up 17 points a game. Rush cannot, and their offense only scores 15 points.
Oh.
You can't even score three touchdowns.
You can't win like that either.
Now, obviously, they three.
You can't win.
I'm done. I'm done.
This is Rush. Pete Carroll has been trying to tell y'all for the last 3 years, Rush been talking about let him cook. And you can't cook if you keep burning the dead guy.
Set the place on fire. Yeah, okay.
Set the place on fire.
Better tell me you can't fry chicken with olive oil. It just doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work?
The game doesn't work that way. You can't do it. Okay, Buccaneers against the 49ers. Now this game is interesting.
That is going to be an interesting game. They're playing
they're playing in San Francisco.
Mm.
Now Buccaneers, the record, they're better than what their record indicates. However, San Francisco 49ers, they're 8-4. Ooh. Jimmy G. It's not going to be there. He initially noted as being out for the season, but maybe he does not need surgery, so he might be back if they make a deep playoff run. That's if they make a deep playoff run. Jimmy G could be back this season, he's not going to be here for them against his Buccaneers. This defense, I got Tampa Bay in this one.
I'm taking him too because I was going to ask the question. I don't know this. What is San Francisco's scoring average this year?
Offensively,
yes.
Hold on, give me one second.
All right.
That's the information they got to give me this point. Okay. Now you got 23 points a game.
I thought so. Okay, I'm taking Tampa.
And I'm sorry, they get a correction because I didn't ask them first. But Denver only averages 13 points.
Denver does.
Yeah,
13 points a game.
That was actually more than I thought. I thought it was average like 8 or 9 points a game, but that's neither here nor there.
Oh my goodness! Uh-uh. Oh my goodness! I'm gonna take Tampa Bay in this game.
I got Tampa Bay in this one by hair, but the 49ers are not gonna be as bad off as people think they are because Brock Purdy got one job.
Yeah.
And you got four guys that you can either pass the ball to or hand it off to for a run. Only thing you gotta do is not turn the football over. And Mike Shanahan gonna run this offense the same way as he did with Jimmy Garoppolo, the same way he tried to do it with Trey Lance. Nothing at the quarterback position is going to change.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what, I believe that Tampa Bay, they're gonna run off of the momentum from that win that nobody thought they were gonna win last week. All right.
That defense is gonna play better. I believe Thomas got one or two good drives in him. It's going to be a low-scoring, ugly game, and Tampa Bay is going to pull this one out.
If Tampa's offensive line hold up, Tampa Bay is going to win this game.
Good. I got San Fran.
Real.
Hey, did y'all see what San Fran did to one of the high-scoring offenses in the league last week? Did y'all see what happened?
Yep.
Buccaneers lost another tackle this week. Y'all see when we didn't have our tackle. See what both of them did.
That's right.
Y'all really think old man Tom Brady can pull some magic out? No, sir, Bob.
Well, we're going to find it out.
Definitely going to get blowed out. I'm going to tell you about the young people. Every veteran in that locker room love this dude and saying he was calling out starters when he was the third string.
What else?
He got swagger with
him. You talking about San Francisco?
Trey Lance might not ever get that job back because old boy gonna ride the wave of the defense and take them to the boat.
Uh-oh.
Watch what I tell
you. You got them. Brock Purdy is that guy. Is that what you're saying,
Watch Red? What I tell you.
Okay.
You heard it here first.
Brock Purdy is that guy. Now, see, I don't got nothing against Brock Purdy. I just think, I believe everything that you say, Real. I think it's going to take one more game for it to come to fruition. I think they're going to take a step back before they take off.
Remember this. That was a quarterback that played for the New York Giants that got a Super Bowl ring. His name was Jeff Hostetler. All you got to do is not make the big mistakes.
And that's what Jeff Hostetler did.
That's what, I said.
That's what I'm saying. Look, the Tampa Bay defense has not been the same this year. And they ain't really had no injury.
That's true.
Christian McCaffrey is earning his money. Watch what I tell you. This dude is going to take this. Trey Lance going to get traded this offseason.
Mm.
And Jimmy Garoppolo, he hasn't been in the game. He'll be out for about 6 weeks. Ain't no way in the world that they go on a deep playoff run, they're going to put that brother back in the game.
Well, you got a good point there. Okay, I have not flip-flopped in 5 games. I think I might flip-flop one more time for you guys. Good I give you the point. Hey, I got to stay consistent with this game. I got to stay consistent.
Neil's new nickname is Allen Iverson because he keep crossing people over.
That's a good one. But he ain't the answer.
Well, my Eagles answered all y'all last week.
I want to find out, Mark. You calling the upset this week, or you going hanging with San Francisco?
I'm going with the 49ers.
All right. Am I the only one out here? No, you picking Tampa Bay too? Or you gonna flip flop on me?
No, he called me. He called me AI for nothing. He called me to cross. I had to cross over and give me the Niners.
See, I'm gonna call you skateboard.
Yeah, I had one of them too back in the day. Matter of fact, and one thing I'm not gonna flip flop over is this next one. I got the Seattle Seahawks over the Carolina Panthers.
Oh man, that's easy.
That's a mail in.
That's a mail in.
Yeah,
that's a mail in for that one.
Mark, is that a mail in? Yeah. Bro.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Can I mail in the next one?
What's that?
Nah. Rev, Chargers are hosting your Dolphins. Tell all of us why we agree with you that the Dolphins are going to win this game.
Because Joe Burrow is Phillip Rivers 2.0. He's a loser. He is a loser, man. He's 6'6". Long.
Not Joe Burrow, that's Justin Herbert.
Looks good in the pocket. Looks like the perfect quarterback in his uniform. But he's a loser. He has lost 24 games in 3 years.
Good Lord.
But people still want this dude to be that.
How you keep
his
job?
It's Tua time this week, baby. Tua was shook last week. He started off kind of wobbly and shaking. The 75-yard touchdown first throw, that was good. That was great. Mm. But then I don't know what happened the rest of the game. But we was right there. Then he started throwing interceptions, turning the ball over. But look, that ain't going to happen. And it is, you know what's crazy about the Chargers? They have a good corner. They have a great safety and two edge rushers. And they still give up a lot of points a game.
That's terrible. That's,
you know why?
That's coaching.
Yeah. Oh, you know why I'm not picking the Chargers?
Why is that?
Because they stink.
Chargers are 6-6.
When have the Chargers ever won anything? When have they ever won anything, really? You had Phillip Rivers for 99 years, and he didn't get off.
You had Dan Fouts, too, and Dan Thomason, tight ends.
How many Super Bowls?
Sean Merriman, lights out. They had the lights out dance that was popular for a couple of years.
They
have some pretty dope uniforms.
Huh?
They have some pretty dope uniforms.
The Chargers have the third worst points per game in the NFL. They give up 25 points per game.
Yeah. 25.8. Miami -8.5, by the way. So, I got a fantasy question. I got a dilemma because in my fantasy league, I'm dominating everything, and I'm going to win the championship in my fantasy league this year. So, next year, I will only be the commissioner in the Studio W Fantasy League.
Oh, so you think you're so good now, you just going to step back and be a commissioner now.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's how the game goes.
I'm sorry, I was still in the wrong league because I was waiting for the draft in the wrong league.
That's all right, my brother. That's all right, my brother. Next year you can. Now see, in my league, we win a trophy. Last year,
so you
last
give yourself a trophy.
League, I'm in the other league. I paid for the championship belt. So Jamie B, shout out to Jamie Bynum. She won the championship belt last year. But I look like I might be rocking that strap this year.
Our trophy is a commemorative glass. Has your favorite superhero on one side, and you have your names to your W Sports League. Which year you're the and the champion. Had your name engraved on the glass. It's pretty dope.
So you give yourself a trophy this year.
Yeah, and maybe next year you'll win it. Maybe next year.
I might get in it next year.
And if you keep picking Tom Brady.
I might get in it next year.
Hey, this is my last year picking Tom. Tom got to go, bro.
Yeah, Tom might be gone. But I got a dilemma this year. Cause, right now, I didn't know who to start. Pat Mahomes. Again, I got Pat Mahomes. They playing the Broncos. And I also got Tua, who's facing the Chargers.
Tua time, Tua time.
Yeah.
And I also got Tyreek Hill.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Tua time, Tua time.
Oh, man.
I got Tyreek Hill.
Who are y'all other wide receivers?
A.J. Brown.
Oh, yeah. You sound like me.
I also got Josh Jacobs. I got Dalvin Cook. And
hey, y'all let this man hold y'all like this.
Who's got Jefferson? I have Jefferson, though.
I need you in the league next year when I come back. I need you in the league.
I'm going to throw my hand in the league next year, too.
Oh, what's my other? Oh,
I need you. Hey, look.
I also got Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb's my other running back.
Passing part of that test. Shout out to Romar.
Oh, I love appreciate you.
Keep doing your thing. Keep pushing. I'm proud of you as a man, bro. Keep doing what you're supposed to be doing and keeping your head up, man.
Yeah, man, because I took the test the week prior, failed it by 3 points, and went back a week later and improved by 8 points on the test.
That's certain.
That's my dude right there.
And I come off a Christmas break and take my social studies test, so if I pass that, I'm halfway through. And I probably and get the other two. I'd be graduating in June.
Yeah. You mean not after you make it happen, right?
After I make it happen.
Right.
Yes.
Look, Studio W Sports, we gotta throw a party for my man once he get that paperwork, yo.
All right, let's do it.
We gotta celebrate every accomplishment. Life too short not to celebrate.
Absolutely. We most definitely can do that. Okay, one more game before we head on out here. Monday Night Football, we got the New England Patriots against the Arizona Cardinals. Man.
Nah. Give me Belichick.
I honestly don't even know about this one.
I don't either. Cause I don't like either team. I really don't. I hate to do this, but I'm learning now not to go on your emotions, just going with what seems more logical, right? So give me Belichick. I don't think I've ever picked them for anything.
Well, I'm not picking them now. Give me Arizona. They're at home. I get it. They 4-8. Patriots 6-6. There's not. The Patriots are dysfunctional. I heard last week, a couple weeks ago, that a commentator said that this is the dumbest team Bill Belichick has ever coached. And he could not be no more further from he was spot on with that. Matt Patricia, defensive coordinator. Joe Judge, special teams guy. Got fired from their previous jobs just to share the blame on the offensive side of the ball, where you got your first round pick in Matt Jones and he is slowly declining. Where you got Josh McDaniels, where Matt Jones was doing at his best, he's dying in his own dumpster fire out there in Oakland. I mean, in Vegas, so he might be back there. So, but right now, all this is a mess, and he has Bill Belichick has his sons coaching on the defensive side of the ball. The coaching staff is just all out of sorts.
Arizona not no better.
Yeah, but since both
you got
I'm putting both of them in
but
the same
category. But You sure that they gonna play for Kyler Murray after all this stuff that's been coming out?
Kyler Murray's gonna play?
I'm talking about the team. You know, like, you know, a couple of weeks ago, somebody called him out, and he, and things. Peterson.
Patrick Peterson called him out. And yeah, and I said something about that last week. It's like, who's going, when somebody talks bad about, somebody, you know, takes a shot at you, there's always a teammate or somebody that's gonna speak up for you on your behalf. Everything that Kyler Murray has gone to, I have not heard one teammate speak highly of him.
Yeah.
I haven't. But I still give them an edge over New England. Only because they're at home.
My two cents is on this game. This will be the second game that Kyler Murray will have all his weapons gonna be there. New England can't score. New England can't put up enough points. So I'm taking Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals. And here it is now. They just paid Kyler Murray. So whatever you want to feel like, if they try to get rid of him, they're going to take a hefty salary cap hit. So they ain't getting rid of him. Because Kingsbury, on the other hand, you know, they don't care about paying coaches up. They don't after this year. And they're going to get somebody that can run this offense and run this team a little bit better. Make Kyler Murray a little bit more accountable.
I would love to see Eric Bieniemy in that role, but I still don't think that's going to happen.
Man, the problem with Eric Bieniemy is that mess with Colorado keep coming up. With the sexual assault joint. Eric Bieniemy be too hot in the Me Too era. Maybe he alright now since the Me Too is almost gone and people almost forgot about George Floyd too. Sorry to say.
Hey, he gets no argument from me there. So, guys, 18 after, man, we got to wrap this thing up. Yo, I want to thank you guys so much for joining us. Hey, anything, Rev, any final thoughts before we head on out here, man?
Man, look, like I said last week, love people that love you, man. Life too short to be worried about folk that's hating on you. Show love to everybody. Live your life. Enjoy your life because you only got one life, man, and I'm out.
Yes, I love you, brother. I love you all.
Love you, man.
Love you, bro. Love you,
yes,
Rev.
Yes, the Rev.
Rev.
Yo, Mark, any parting words?
Nah, just everybody have a great weekend. I'm getting ready to go into work. Hopefully this last Saturday I work for a while, but everybody enjoy that weekend.
You too, brother.
All right, Mark.
Appreciate it.
We'll talk soon.
Yes. Roma, any parting words?
Enjoy your weekend and go into next week knowing that it's going to be better than the last one.
Good. Yo, WB.
Yeah. I want everybody to stop by the Supreme Flea Market today. If you're out in the RVA area, I mean Richmond, Virginia, stop by the Supreme Flea Market, folks. You're going to find something there for the family. That's 3302 Williamsburg Road right here in Richmond, Virginia. Stop by there. Hey, you might be a vendor that's looking for a brick and mortar place. A solid location for your customers to come by to see you. Check out Richard and Hernella Walton. Hey, they're inside the Africongo part of our store of the Supreme Flea Market. Say hello to them for us. Also, you want to stop by J&J NFL. Hey, if you want that jersey, you want that cap, if you want that rug or even a shower curtain with your favorite team on, stop by J&J and tell Jamar and Jamil we sent you. And then also other stores are out there. They got barbers out there. They have florists out there. Computer repair. And stop by Doors Boutique out there. Hey, Door, how you doing? And guys, have a great time. Great show, Mill. Another great show. Appreciate it, man. Love this on each and every Saturday morning. Now, at the top of the hour, you want to stay tuned because it's EAW, Eden as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show with your host, Ann Wooten Taylor. StudioWBuzz.com. You can download the app. Go to your Apple App Store, and that's Studio.W, Android Studio W, available on Alexa. This particular show will be up on Spotify and iTunes. Back to you, Mel.
Yes, WB. Thank you all for joining us. Hey, and I just want to say, you know, shout out to the FBC's Friendship Baptist Church, Fairfield Baptist Church. We're going to be... you know, we love on each other. Be kind. Enjoy your holidays. This is the holiday season. A lot of sports action come back. And we'll be back next week with more on football, basketball. We're going to have some baseball talk. UFC Fight Night. They going at it tonight on the UFC paper, on the UFC app, ESPN Plus. Yo, there's a lot of good action going on today. And starting coming soon, we're going to have football, NFL football on Saturdays, y'all. NFL football is on Saturdays, y'all. Can't wait for it. But until the meantime, I'm your boy Mill for WB Studio W Bus, sponsored by J&J. Hey, I see y'all in church tomorrow, man. Peace.